WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 7. It's 76 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Yesterday's Bryan City Council workshop included a review of last week's decision by the Brazos Valley Groundwater Management District to review the council's decision to study the relocation of water to city aquifers.
Mike Sutherland's comments came after the Groundwater Board last week voted 3-1 to hire an outside lawyer to review the council's decision.
They voted to pursue an attorney to investigate whether or not they could sue the city of Bryan.
The general manager of the Groundwater District, Alan Day, says hiring another lawyer was not a step towards legal action.
I want to stress that this is not about the city of Bryan or anyone else. It's about the source water being used for the ASR project.
Groundwater Board member Tom McDonald of Bryan voted no because the motion did not contain any language that the hiring was not for litigation purposes.
And that's very important in my point of view because sending a message that hiring an additional attorney in contemplation of litigation is a good way to start some protracted, expensive, and useless litigation.
Groundwater District Board members who voted for the additional legal review represent the city of College Station in Robertson County. A fifth board member who represents Brazos County agricultural interests recused himself and did not vote. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The Bryan Fire Department is the recipient of two grants which will provide funding for more firefighters and new equipment. Fire Chief Randy McGregor says the SAFER grant provides funding for 6 firefighters' salaries and benefits for 2 years.
And we're going to be able to increase our staffing, which has been a goal of ours since the Knights of Columbus Hall fire, to get 4 firefighters on each truck. So we've been adding over the years to get there. This will significantly advance us in that goal to reach that. So we're very excited about that.
McGregor says the second grant will be used to purchase 72 pairs of wildland firefighter protective clothing, strengthening the department's response capabilities. McGregor says the department has applied for these grants in the past, but this is the first time they've received both. A former Bryan police chief has died. According to the funeral notice of Joe Elliser, he was the youngest chief in the state when he was promoted at the age of 24.
We had Chief Martin, who died in a plane accident. And then Chief Guzman took over for a very short time. And then right after that, Chief Elliser was appointed police chief. And at the time, his salary was $500 a month.
Officer Kelly McKeithen says one of Elliser's son-in-laws is College Station Police Lieutenant Greg Leith, and one of Elliser's grandsons is Navasota Police Chief Justin Leith. After 18 years as chief, Elliser spent 11 years with the Texas Alcoholic Beverage Commission. A Houston woman stopped by College Station police in June is admitted to drunk driving for the 6th time. The Brazos County District Attorney's Office says 57-year-old Barbara Kane was sentenced to 4 years in prison. Kane's blood alcohol level was 0.257, more than 3 times the legal limit. With 2 years remaining of serving 10 years probation for possessing child pornography, a former Texas A&M student arrested by university police admits to multiple violations. According to the DA's office, that resulted in a 6-year prison term for 30-year-old Rolando Patlin. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 7. It's 76 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Be good to your vehicle, and it'll be good to you. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube. And while that's a simple concept, it's so true. We're a full-service oil and lube shop with years of experience. And that experience tells us to always go the extra mile for our customers. Like topping off fluids for free on most vehicles and free tire pressure checks.
See Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have 3 BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning, laundry, and alteration service for over 20 years.
Hi, I'm Jerry Fox with the Bank and Trust. Making sure that your customer experience is superior, that our products are what you want, and that our locations are convenient is my team's focus. Come see for yourself. The Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers.
Hi, I'm Nora Thompson with the Bank and Trust. When it comes to building our communities, I help developers in Bryan College Station accommodate our growth. Are you ready to grow? Let's build our community together. The Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers.
Get there early or you'll miss out. It's the annual Dealer's Lighting Garage Sale. This Saturday morning, you'll find incredible deals on first quality fixtures, overstocks, and scratch and dents. Craft-made ceiling fans at the lowest prices of the year, like a 52-inch aged bronze fan and light kit, only $69.95. Bronze porch fans are $79.95. This Saturday only, 8 till noon at Dealer's Lighting, South College at Koenig and Bryan. Hurry, when the clock strikes 12, it's over till next year. When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Pioneer Steel, Schulte Roofing, Prosperity Bank, Atkinson Toyota, Hargrove Insurance, and Cherry Rufino Realtors.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Good morning. Coming up on 712, Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Action Sports, home of the new Can-Am Spyder and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com.
We certainly moved some moisture into the state. We've got some patchy cloudiness this morning, and we're actually seeing a little bit of shower activity on the radar across the state as well. Partly sunny today. The chance for a shower or a thunderstorm activity today will be isolated, 90 to 95. Any storms diminish tonight. We're partly cloudy overnight, 70 to 75. Partial sun tomorrow. There could be a storm later in the day, 90 to 95. A little change through Friday. Partial sun, the risk of a storm, 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Zach Taylor hears from Noel Mazzoni in your Aggie football report. For the first time since 2013, the Texas A&M volleyball team faces former rival Texas tonight. And in Major League Baseball, the Rangers improved to 15-3 versus the Astros this year with a win in Houston. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Here goes 7:13. So like a, 50% chance of rain coming up on Friday, so we'll hope that doesn't happen, but in the meantime, the National Toy Hall of Fame finalists have been announced. We'll do that for you in a few minutes.
Ooh, okay.
This one concerns me a little bit. After you've loaded your car with your Walmart goodies, it's a bit of a hassle to roll the shopping cart back to the nearest car corral.
Indeed.
No kidding. No kidding. It's amazing. Mm. Saw one the other day that actually split the spot so that there were two spots that couldn't be used because you couldn't take your cart back. And the thing is, Walmart's smart enough to know that there's nothing you can do. Actually, in Canada, in many places, you go and if you take the cart back, they'd give you a quarter.
No way.
Wow.
Yeah.
One thing I noticed up in the Northeast when I was living up there, they cover theirs because of snow,
okay.
I'm assuming.
Sure.
But even here, I thought that would be an excellent idea for when it rains or it's just even really hot.
Yep.
Making the carts, not pleasing to touch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Beside the point.
But, and Walmart couldn't do a quarter because people would beat them out of it all day long. What'd you do? I spent all day going to Walmart taking my cart back.
Exactly.
So Walmart knows that this is a problem and has patented a robot shopping cart. A robot shopping cart. The carts wouldn't just put themselves away, though. The devices would be connected to a central computer and use cameras and sensors to navigate stores and lots, driving themselves to customers who hailed them. I mean, on the surface, that sounds interesting, but I could see where there'd be kids who would stand around and spend, 20 minutes calling the cart.
Yeah.
Hey, come on over here. How you do that? Or stealing the cameras off of them or the sensors or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, again, I like the idea, but
it's wrought with potential disaster.
Exactly.
For sure.
Yeah. 7:15 with the Infomaniacs on
News. Just put your carts away, people.
Yeah. If you do that, and you know, if you go someplace where they have the little carts and the big carts, they usually have a different place for each one.
Yeah, they've started doing that. I've noticed. Yep.
I know it's a lot of trouble. I know you have things that are more important to do, but just do it. Maybe do it.
Let's your extra steps in.
That's right. Maybe do it once a week. Just kind of break yourself into it.
And it never happens, though.
Nah, that's true. Hey, in the first hour of our show every day, we have a deal that Brad does called Bit of Information, which is just stuff, observations, and kind of fun.
Yeah.
You had a story yesterday that was really different, though.
Yeah.
And so can you kind of update us on where we are with this now?
Yeah, sure. It was the story about the popsicle vendor in Chicago. His name is Fidencio Sanchez.
Okay.
And, you know, he was working for $50 a day. He's 90 years old, and he was going to retire, but he fell into some hard times. His daughter had passed away, and his wife fell ill. Mm-hmm. So he just kept working for his $50 a day. And a local Mexican restaurant owner, Joel Cervantes Macias, kicked in an extra $50, but then heard his story and started a GoFundMe page for him. And if you look it up online, you can go to GoFundMe.com and look up Relief for Fidencio, and that's Fidencio.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually already raised $322,150.
And actually, since the last 5 minutes, it's added $150.
Wow! Yeah, it's right. I mean, by the time when I read the story yesterday, it was like 217,000.
Yeah. 14,700 people have done this, and I think your point was well taken. After that, as well, okay, this one may be taken care of. Well, there may be somebody else.
Yeah,
I mean, there may be somebody else that you know about, and that's This is the good of the internet. There's certainly plenty of bad out there, but this is the good of the internet.
Yeah, you don't have to use GoFundMe to just GoFundMe. You can use it to GoFund other people in need.
Yeah.
You know.
So, anyway, it's kind of a neat deal, and I'm glad to see that it's continuing to work.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. So just days after Google's parent company Alphabet Incorporated announced plans to deliver food via drone on the Virginia Tech campus, footage of what might be a lunch delivery has surfaced online. Jacob Dimmitt of the Roanoke Times captured what he says is footage of a drone delivering a package on campus in Blacksburg, Virginia. The clip shows a drone lowering a package by string in the middle of a field. After the package detaches from the drone, a pair of people retrieve it. Google's parent company has partnered with Chipotle Mexican Grill and Virginia Tech to make the experiment a reality. The FAA approved the deliveries as part of Alphabet's Project Wing, which looks ahead to the future of drone delivery services. Now.
Wow.
So when do the drug dealers start getting in on this drone?
Oh, man, listen to you. There we go. Yeah. Let's go to commerce.
Actually, didn't that already happen at that prison? Someone was trying to send a drone over the wall with some drugs, and they got caught?
Well, apparently, tabloids actually use drones to take photos when there's, like, celebrities in prison and stuff.
And, like, behind-the-scenes footage we're not supposed to have and stuff like that. Yeah.
Okay.
That's when you give your guards a little target practice.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Like, go ahead and take those out.
Directional EMP. You can get a directional EMP and fire it.
Okay.
Just shut off the electricity to it and drop it.
Well, and once again, I mean, that could be a reality show right there. You could do that. That would look, people would probably enjoy that. You do have to be careful, though. A drone pilot in Australia was showing off his flight skills when he had a rather embarrassing crash. The unidentified pilot navigating some unpredictable terrain, flying under a bridge, over some trees. Then, after attempting a mid-air backflip, the drone took a dive and smacked the pilot in the head. He was a good sport about it, uploaded the video himself on YouTube. It's called Epic Fail.
Someone's going to, so you might as well do it yourself.
That's right.
Sure.
Go ahead and get the damage views. That's damage control right there. Yeah, and if it takes off, then you make some money off of that.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I understand that. I don't know if you've heard, though, one of the things that Amazon is looking to do is build obtain warehouses that would be within 1 hour of 80% of the population of U.S. America. Okay? I mean, now think about that. To have enough warehouses to be within 1 hour of 80% of the population. Now, that's 80% based on what? How it's delivered through the air or how it's delivered on the ground?
Yeah, that's a different time frame.
Hello?
Yeah, that guy that got hit with his own drone, he was just droning around.
Thank you. Thank you. Good. I appreciate that. It was free. But, I mean, that, and with any kind of delivery, as they call it, last mile is usually the most inefficient because takes it from your wherever you are, your warehouse, to that person's front door or to that person's office. That just takes time. So are we going to end up with drones everywhere? Is that going to be a deal that... That we just get used to?
How weird will the sky look? You know, just full of strange about drones.
This. Just a little strange. All right. So after waiting 11 years to marry her groom, a flat tire was not going to stop this New Hampshire bride from walking down the aisle on her special day. With her limo rendered inoperable along an infrequently traveled road, it was Angelique Arsenault's idea to just stick out her thumb and hitchhike to the wedding venue. With confidence fueled by champagne.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, that's right. In her wedding dress, able to flag down a passing motorist who gladly helped her to the altar. She was 30 minutes late. Despite that little hiccup, she said, it was great. It was amazing. Family was there to enjoy it. Where's he? I mean,
right?
Does she not have a cell phone?
Yeah.
But he's not supposed to see her before the ceremony.
And was she by herself? There had to have been some bridesmaids or the father.
Right, yeah. Where are those people?
Driver of the limo.
Yes, somebody there. It must have been a... I mean, how infrequently could the road be traveled that you couldn't get somebody out there?
Yeah, they must have been out in the middle of nowhere.
Don't have a spare.
Nonetheless, gave us a story. 722.
Need more space? We can find space in your home, in your garage, and in your closets. We're Metro Mini Storage, and we put the smile back in storage. Metro Mini Storage has all sizes of climate and non-climate controlled units, the use of a free truck when you move in, and is completely gated with a dual security system. Metro Mini Storage at Texas Avenue at Deacon by Burger King. Online at MetroMiniStorage.net. Metro Mini Storage.
At Brazos Valley Floor and Design, our custom granite is definitely a cut above.
That's right, Suzanne. That's because we use a revolutionary new robotic cutting system. Its computer-controlled blades can cut with precision never possible before.
And we only use the best in 3CM granite, unlike our competitors.
So visit Brazos Valley Floor and Design on Welburn Road across from Rock Prairie. Still the largest selections at the best prices.
And that's a promise.
At Professional Concrete Construction, if your home or office needs concrete, they do it. Specializing in residential, commercial, and decorative applications. James and Mike Croston at Professional Concrete Construction are experts in the Brazos Valley with over 25 years of experience. For home and metal buildings, foundations, patios, sidewalks, and driveways, call Professional Concrete Construction at 979-777-9201 and get a free estimate and list of local references. Click ProfessionalConcreteBCS.com for more info.
Deals are cropping up at Normanton Tractor. That means up to $4,500 in rebates on Kubota tractors, RTVs, and mowers. And get lower prices and larger cash rebates, zero down financing, zero APR on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501 F25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot Land Pride shredder, 5-foot Land Pride box blade with teeth for $13,595, minus a $1,500 cash rebate and a $1,500 two-implement rebate. Pay cash of $10,595 and have it delivered today. Build your own package deal with the help of the Normandy Tractor team. And don't forget, Normandy Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your new tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor ask, why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? Normandy Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normandy Tractor in Normandy, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normandytractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Truth be told, your electricity comes from people power, from the hardworking efficiency of the men and women of your electric co-op. Their dedication to provide reliable, affordable electricity has kept families, friends, and neighbors connected for generations. And thankfully, people power is one energy source that you can always depend on. At Mid-South Synergy, we are your crew. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. So Chris Stapleton, you know who he is? Country singer?
Yeah, he's really good.
He is. Pretty popular.
Yep. Well,
now, I think it may be a first, but Chris Stapleton has reached a new level of fame. He has had his image captured in a sculpture made entirely of
bacon.
Yep. Yeah.
No. Uh-huh. So cool.
He was in St. Louis over the weekend. Nancy Baker created the masterpiece at the Lou Fest in St. Louis, and he stopped by, got a little picture taken right there next to his bacon sculpture.
Nice.
So there you are. Way to go, Chris Stapleton.
I got
to
take a look at that and see how lifelike it is.
Well, I just happened to look at it a minute ago. Looks pretty good. It's 7:26. Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. High temperature today, probably going to be like we've had the last few days, and that is in the lower 90s. And there may be a chance of some showers popping up this afternoon. 74 tonight, doing about the same thing for tomorrow. Friday, however, our chance of rain increases to 50% during the day. Saturday, we're looking at 40%, and Sunday at 30%. Right now, winds out of the north at 6, 94% relative humidity, and we got 76 degrees.
State agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
On CBS This Morning, Charlie Rose asked Bill Clinton about the Clinton Crime Family Foundation. The answers were typical Clinton. Bill said he was unaware of any pay-to-play schemes at the foundation while Hillary was Secretary of State. He said, I've said, to the best of my knowledge, that nobody ever got anything from State Department because they supported the Clinton Foundation. That it never happened. But then he said, if they did, it was inappropriate. And I'd say that was wrong, too. I mean, I've proven I am not averse to apologizing for things that I think were wrong. So he claimed his foundation is more transparent than any other foundation has ever been asked to be. He tried to convince Charlie Rose there's a big difference between meeting with donors who want favors and pay to play. So here's the takeaway. Bill Clinton never said pay to play wasn't going on at the foundation. He only claimed to be unaware of it. And if somebody can ever prove it, why then he might apologize for it. This is the same slick Willie who pointed that bony finger in America's face. Same guy tried to spin what the meaning of the word is. The Bill Clinton adored with the drive-by media for lying with exceptional skill. You've heard the saying, leopards don't change their spots. Well, neither do the Clintons.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
I'm Governor Gary Johnson, candidate for President of the United States, and I approve this message. If a Democrat is elected president, if a Republican is elected president, in 4 years, we will still be at war. America will be 4 years deeper in debt. We will have four more years of rising taxes, bigger government, crony capitalism instead of free markets, and less freedom. How do we know this? Because that's what both parties keep delivering. If you're an optimist, you know that one day America will have its act together. One day we won't be at war. One day taxes will be fair. One day our social and economic challenges will be conquered. Not by force, but by cooperation and mutual respect. To the independent majority of Americans who feel as I do, I say, why wait one more day?
Our best America yet. Johnson Weld, 2016.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2016.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Real estate inventory is low, and we are now experiencing a seller's market. Now is the best time to sell your home, rentals, land, or commercial properties with an agent that has over 20 years of real estate experience and effectively marketing properties by getting you top dollar in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Byinski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
AMCO Insurance began providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley over 140 years ago. Today, we still realize the importance of providing the best products backed by excellent service. AMCO's insurance advisors have the experience to design an insurance package to fit your needs, whether you're a business owner or need coverage for your auto, home, or family. Visit ANCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 76 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The City of Bryan and the Brazos Valley Groundwater Management District remain at odds over the City Council's decision last month to do a $2 million study of moving water into city wells.
Last week, the Groundwater District voted to hire an outside lawyer to review the Council's action. General Manager Alan Day said hiring another lawyer was not a step towards legal action.
They directed us to go out and get additional legal counsel for legal opinions, for further research, so that the board can clearly know what their options are. They want to be fully educated on where they are so that they can make the proper decisions going forward.
One member of the groundwater board voted no. Tom McDonald of Bryan says it had to do with what was not in the motion.
The motion didn't contain any language explicitly stating that the addition of an attorney, in other words, hiring another attorney to work with the staff counsel that we already have, was not for litigation purposes.
And during yesterday's council workshop, Mike Sutherland said the groundwater board's decision amounted to investigate whether to sue the city. Sutherland also said the city staff presentation to the board fell on deaf ears.
Dr. Warfink had some very professional presentations on some technical issues about calculating the actual level of the groundwater in our store in aquifers. And they had some very salient points and some proof and some pretty good well-known data elements that they used, but the board just totally overlooked that.
Board members representing Robertson County and the City of College Station voted for hiring another lawyer. A fifth board member who recused himself and did not vote represents Brazos County agricultural interest. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The Bryan Fire Department is strengthening its response capabilities with funding from two grants. Fire Chief Randy McGregor says one will fund 72 pairs of wildland firefighter protective clothing, which is lighter than traditional gear.
It's designed for wildland response, and when we have those type of events here, it's going to make our folks a little bit more effective and not having to wear such a heavy gear. Better protection, and make them more efficient.
McGregor says the second grant will fund the addition of six firefighters, including salary and benefits, for 2 years. He says this means having four firefighters on each truck.
Four on every truck is the national recommendation, and we're trying to meet that. And by doing so, again, it's just more staffing on the scene. We can get more tests done quicker during emergency operations. So, therefore, it's just going to help us to resolve these issues quicker. Keep us safer, as well as better serve and keep the public safer.
McGregor says this is the first year to receive both grants, which are open to departments across the country. The patriarch of a Brazos family of police officers has died. Retired Bryan Police Chief Joe Elliser was 24, the youngest in the state, when he was promoted in 1962. One of Elliser's son-in-laws is College Station Police Lieutenant Greg Leith, and one of Elliser's grandsons is Navasota Police Chief Justin Leith. Officer Kelly McKeithen says Elliser served 18 years as chief at a starting salary of $500 a month.
There's not anyone here that works here now that actually worked with Chief Elliser, but some of our retirees have, and nothing but good things to say about him from what I hear.
Elliser later spent 11 years with the Texas Alcoholic Beverage Commission. Service arrangements for Joe Elliser, who died at the age of 78, are through Sam Houston Memorial Funeral Home in Huntsville. A former Texas A&M student arrested by university police 10 years ago for possessing child pornography is headed to prison. The Brazos County District Attorney's Office reports 30-year-old Rolando Patlin abided by terms of his probation for 8 years. With 2 years remaining, he failed to participate in a court-ordered polygraph examination. After Patlin was found, he admitted to multiple violations that resulted in receiving a 6-year prison term for downloading images to his cell phone, his dormitory computer, and a PlayStation. The sixth drunk driving conviction of a Houston woman came after her daughter called College Station 911, telling police to stop and arrest her mother. Prosecutors say 57-year-old Barbara Kane was also out on bond on two other DWI charges from Fort Bend County when she was arrested in June. After Kane pleaded guilty to her sixth DWI, she was sentenced to 4 years. Her blood alcohol level was more than three times the legal limit at .257. Kane is awaiting trial on the DWI charges in Fort Bend County. Texas business leaders are urging the state legislature to take a close look at what's going on in North Carolina. The governing body of college sports has pulled seven championships from the state, citing a controversial law that bans transgender people from choosing the restroom of their choice. Chris Wallace, who heads the Texas Association of Business, doesn't want to see that happen to Texas.
We're very proud to be Texans. You know, we want to showcase that to the entire world. So why go there and bring up these types of issues that, you know, portray us as unwelcoming?
He says Texas leaders need to think about the impact to San Antonio, which is hosting the college basketball championship in 2018. WTAW News Time is 7:35. It's 76 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Scott Henniger, Vice President of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, and equal housing lender.
12thman.com gives you the whole story on Texas A&M athletics. 12thman.com is the latest news for all sports. 12thman.com is schedules, game times as they become available, rosters, statistics, and 12thman.com is your connection for tickets. Don't miss any of the action as you show your support for Texas A&M athletics. Stay connected all year long with 12thman.com.
Shift into savings at your local Kubota dealer. Right now, you can get the subcompact BX, the compact B or L series, or the bigger MX special utility tractor with a low down payment, 0% APR for 84 months, and a full 6-year limited powertrain warranty. See your participating Kubota dealer by December 31st. Now through December 31st, 2016. Call toll free 1-800-794-4992 for details about costs and terms. For complete warranty details, see Kubota.com or your authorized Kubota dealer.
Kubota, value efficiency and performance. Find a Kubota dealer near you at statekubotadealers.com.
RE/MAX Bryan College Station has been serving Aggieland over 20 years, representing generations of buyers and sellers with old-fashioned hometown service and 21st century technological expertise. At 3030 University Drive, just east of Highway 6, we're right in the middle of Bryan College Station and count legions of Aggie customers returning as parents and grandparents. More sellers list with RE/MAX than any other brand because nobody in the world sells more real estate. So to buy or sell, it's RE/MAX Bryan College Station.
Good morning. It's 7:38. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
We certainly moved some moisture into the state. We've got some patchy cloudiness this morning, and we're actually seeing a little bit of shower activity on the radar across the state as well. Partly sunny today. The chance for a shower or a thunderstorm activity today will be isolated, 90 to 95. Any storms diminish tonight. We're partly cloudy overnight, 70 to 75. Partial sun tomorrow. There could be a storm later in the day, 90 to 95. It'll change through Friday. Partial sun, the risk of a storm, 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll hear comments from Noel Mazzoni and Zach Taylor's Aggie football report. Also, the Texas A&M volleyball team takes on former rival Texas tonight in Austin. And in the MLB, the Texas Rangers best the Houston Astros once again. All the details coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. It's 7:39. Let's head to Washington, D.C. Congressman Flores joins us this morning. Good morning, Congressman. How are you?
Howdy, Scott. Great to be with you again this morning.
Great. Let's talk first of all about what are some key votes that either Congress has looked at yesterday or what you've got coming up later on this week.
Well, ones that we passed earlier this week include the first one, which is support for a new memorandum of understanding with Israel to support their national security needs, as well as our bilateral cooperation on intelligence and military matters. That overwhelmingly passed the House earlier this week. Also yesterday, we passed a bill on a bipartisan basis to roll back some Obamacare tax increases, which I hope the Senate will take it up, but I'm not confident about that. Tomorrow, we're going to bring up another bill to try to stop the president from releasing prisoners from Gitmo. And then later today, we're going to have a VA Accountability Act, which takes some of the work that we did on Veterans Choice Act from back in 2014 and expands it to, again, try to weed out the bad performers at the VA, to give the VA Secretary some additional authority to remove these folks on an expedited basis to reduce their pensions and benefits, and basically to quit allowing them to retire on the taxpayer's dime after they've ignored the care of their veterans need. Coming up,
let me stop you for just a second. Sure. Well, because obviously the concerns over what happened in the Veterans Administration have made people very angry. The mistreatment of veterans is something we all feel very strongly about. So if that passes the House, that still has to go to the Senate. Is that right? And from a reality standpoint, what are we going to be able to do to give more teeth to the leadership of the VA to clean out those bad actors?
Well, let me say this. The Senate won't take this bill up during the month of September because they're trying to hightail it out of town. They'd do it this week. They'd get out of town this week if they could. That said, coming back after the election in a lame duck session, the Senate might bring this up. But it's hard for me to predict because the Senate moves so slowly and they've got such a big pile of bills that it's stacked up over there that have come from us that I don't know what they're going to get done. And Harry Reid has just been filibustering everything to death lately. In his last two or three months of serving as the minority leader, he's just got things piled up over there, and the senators keep hiding behind the filibuster, so nothing's getting done. So I don't know. I hope they'll take it up because it's the right thing to do for our veterans. The Senate's been known to ignore all kinds of important issues.
Congressman Bill Flores joining us from D.C. Of course, obviously, the funding of the government, that's September 30th. Where do we stand with that since last week?
Well, conservatives in the House, with me as the leader of the Republican Study Committee, have been pushing to say let's continue to try to get the regular order type bills on the floor, and the House had done a pretty good job of that this year, but then because the Senate had been they only got two done, it was obvious we were going to have some sort of continuing resolution. So we switched gears and started pushing for a continuing resolution that would go into next March so that we wouldn't have the Obama administration having fingerprints over government funding anymore at all. And so then in March of next year, we would have sat down with the new administration, hopefully it would have been a Trump administration, and try to determine what funding would be for the second half of the year. We also want to have a couple of conservative riders on it. One is to put a pause on the flow of refugees until they can be vetted, and the second one is to prevent the transfer of the internet to some sort of an international body like the UN or anything like that. So, Ted Cruz and I have been working together on that bill. Unfortunately, Mitch McConnell just threw his hands up last week before we had a chance in the House to determine the direction we wanted to go, and said, okay, we're going to do a short-term CR through December 9th, and we're going to try to keep all the riders off of it. It might be, quote, controversial, unquote. And so he basically put us in a bad spot. Now he's having trouble getting anything done in the Senate because the Democrats viewed that early capitulation as a sign of weakness, and so they're trying to put on their own liberal riders. And he just created a real mess over there. And again, because they continue to honor this 1800s era filibuster rule, they can't get anything done. So I don't know what's going to happen. We in the House continue to think that we ought to have, if you're going to have a continuing resolution, it ought to have at least a couple of conservative riders that make a difference.
Well, I think you probably know this, but most of us are pretty sick of the way things are being handled up there by both the House and the Senate and the Republicans and the Democrats. We just, we need to simplify things and get moving with leading the country.
No, I fully concur with you. I mean, that was evident in our town hall meetings we had a couple of weeks ago, is that the American people are sick and frustrated. I shared my frustrations, too. I said, And I talk about the productivity of the House, particularly in this Congress, and how these things stack up over in the Senate, even though the Senate is theoretically under Republican control. It just seems to be like it's under Democratic control. And so, consequently, we're not able to advance the ball in the way the American people like us to move it.
Yep, does seem to be. Finally today, I know that the Freedom Caucus has called for a vote later this week to possibly impeach the head of the IRS. Republican Study Committee take the same stance? I know you personally said something, but does your group also take that stance?
We're not going to. Well, actually, the Freedom Caucus hasn't taken a position as a group, and the Republican Study Committee is not going to take a position as a group. In this kind of a situation, I think that each member owes it to their constituents to sit down and study this issue, and then to cast a vote that they think is right for their constituents. So we're not going to take a position as a body. That said, Commissioner Koskinen spoke to the Republican Study Committee last week at our Wednesday luncheon and tried to make his case. I don't think he convinced many people that he had things cleaned up at the IRS. In particular, there's a D.C. judge that says that the IRS is continuing to withhold evidence in a key case where certain Tea Party groups have sued the IRS, and also that the IRS is continuing to target people. And so for those reasons, let's say Koskinen misled Congress. He's saying he didn't lie, but he certainly didn't give the whole story. So I think the dude ought to be impeached and gone. But then we've got what I'd call, I'm not going to name names. We've got one person who runs the committee that needs to take care of this, who is personally opposed to this and is blocking any efforts. That's the reason this privilege resolution was offered on the floor to impeach him. We'll have a conference about this tomorrow among our GOP colleagues, and then the vote will be sometime tomorrow.
That individual is a Republican who's blocking this?
Yeah, I know. It's frustrating.
That is a Republican, though, right, who's blocking it?
It is a Republican.
All right, just
blocking.
Well,
yeah.
Okay. Because I know everybody's thrilled. Everybody's thrilled with the IRS, that's for sure. Congressman Bill Flores joins us most every Wednesday. You can hear the interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Well, we're looking for an active rest of the week then from you.
Well, it will be. I'd ask all our listeners to continue praying for our country, our military men and women, and our first responders.
All right. Thanks for the time this morning.
Malik is more than just an air conditioning company, more than a service. We are problem solvers. We are leaders in operational excellence. We are a team, and we are family. We have a passion to help you. We train every day for it. We're prepared. We roll up our sleeves and do the hard work so you don't have to. And we set the bar high in AC and heating. We are Aggies, helping Aggies. This is Malik, and we make the difference. MalikService.com. License TACLA 9262C.
12thman.com gives you the whole story on Texas A&M athletics. 12thman.com is the latest news for all sports. 12thman.com is schedules, game times as they become available, rosters, statistics, and 12thman.com is your connection for tickets. Don't miss any of the action as you show your support for Texas A&M athletics. Stay connected all year long with 12thman.com.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Robert Frost once wrote that good fences make good neighbors. And that's true, but so does being neighborly. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Last summer, my family and I took a trip in the camper we'd bought the year before. Unfortunately, I was still unfamiliar with many of the camper's hookups and settings, which led to a comedy of errors as soon as we arrived at the campground and I began to get it all set up. Right away, I popped open a side panel and wrestled to get the sewer hose connected. The problem was, I forgot the panel door was open above me, and I bonked my head. When I stepped backward, I scraped my back along the bottom latch, and that's when I stood up and hit my head again. I was quite a sight for all the veteran campers around me. And given the spectacle I'd created, I wondered if some of the more experienced campers nearby would have offered a helping hand. But in fact, after watching me, one gentleman just shrugged his shoulders each time I walked by. They seemed almost offended by my inexperience. Over the course of the week, I did get to know some of the folks around us, after I took the initiative to say hello. It reinforced in my mind the importance of being neighborly with people, whether it's a new family in your neighborhood, a new employee at work, or just a bumbling camper next to you. Take the first step, extend a hand of grace, and make them feel welcomed. To help your family thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
From executive producer LeBron James.
I need this, like yesterday.
Cleveland entrepreneurs get a chance to compete for their shot at success.
That will be a game changer for me and our business.
I believe your hustle is going to make this happen.
We got work to do now.
It's hard work, but it's totally worth it.
Cleveland Hustles. Premiere episode tonight at 10.
Everybody can have great ideas, but you have what it takes in here.
Only on CNBC.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now. 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
Good morning. I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. It's 7:52. The Texas A&M football team gets set to open SEC play at Auburn on Saturday night at 6 p.m. Here's Zach Taylor with your Aggie football report.
17th-ranked Fighting Texas Aggie football is off to a 2-0 start this year, following a 67-0 blowout win over Prairie View A&M last Saturday. Senior quarterback Trevor Knight had a good game, throwing for 344 yards and three touchdowns, but he also completed just 57% of his passes and had one interception. Offensive coordinator Noel Mazzoni was asked if the inaccuracy could have been chalked up to nerves.
Number one, there is no age scale on nerves, okay? Because I'm 60 and I'm nervous all the time. All right? So I think that just comes with the territory.
The Aggies head to Auburn this weekend to open up SEC play against the Tigers. Now, Mazzoni, who coached at Auburn for three seasons, was asked about the game day atmosphere at Jordan-Hare Stadium.
It's a good game day environment. Not as good as here. I don't want to be Rosen and them yelling, chanting my name about 50,000. All right? It's SEC football. I told the kids the other day how lucky they are. I've coached in places where there's, 15,000 in the stands, and how lucky they are to have the chance to play in these kind of venues week in and week out. And that's just another great venue in the SEC.
It'll likely be 87,000 strong when the Aggies visit there this Saturday. Kickoff is set for 6 p.m. with broadcast on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM, as well as News Talk 1620 WTAW. And that's been your Aggie Football Report. I'm Zach Taylor.
Thanks, Zach. The Auburn offense looked like its old self for at least one game. The quarterbacks were running for nice gains, the tailbacks were churning out yards, and all that rushing success translated to big numbers on the scoreboard. Of course, it remains to be seen if Auburn can keep it up against stiffer defenses starting Saturday night against number 17 Texas A&M. Meanwhile, in Aggie volleyball, former conference foes Texas A&M and Texas renew their rivalry tonight as the 16th-ranked and defending Southeastern Conference champion Aggies travel to Austin to battle the second-ranked and defending Big 12 Conference champion Longhorns. The game will be at Gregory Gym at 7 p.m. It marks the first regular season matchup between the two programs since Texas A&M departed the Big 12 following the 2011 season, although the teams did meet in NCAA second-round matches in 2012 and 2013 in Austin. In Major League Baseball,
here comes the pitch to Profar. A swing and a line drive, base hit left field. The Rangers lead. Elvis crosses the plate, and it's 3-2 Texas.
Jurickson Profar hit a tie-breaking RBI single in the ninth, and the Texas Rangers handed the Houston Astros another difficult loss by rallying for a 3-2 win on Tuesday night. Profar followed with a base hit into left field, helping AL West leading Texas improve to 15-3 against Houston this year. Meanwhile, from one knee, Adrian Beltre cleared the Crawford boxes.
Breaking ball that's hammered to deep left field, and that ball is history. There's number 30 for Adrian Beltre, a no doubter. 30 homers, 97 runs batted in, and the Rangers lead 1-0.
The Rangers slugger dropped down to get to Brad Peacock's pitch and crushed his 30th home run of the season from a kneel Tuesday night, giving Texas a 1-0 lead over Houston in the second inning. MLB.com's StarCast estimated the homer would have traveled 425 feet if it didn't clank off the wall beyond the seats above the left field wall. This wasn't Beltre's first homer from one knee, including one in Game 5 of the 2011 World Series. It was the 443rd homer of Beltre's career, and this is his fifth season with 30 or more homers. Houston is 4.5 games back of Toronto and Baltimore for the top spot in the wild card standings. The Rangers look to take the series with the Astros in Houston tonight at 7:10 p.m. Pre-game's at 6:30, and you can catch that game on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. In the NFL, Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones isn't saying whether suspended defensive player Randy Gregory will get any playing time. Gregory is back with the Cowboys after spending time in a rehab facility. He's serving a 4-game suspension for violating the league's drug policy. The Cowboys take on the Redskins Sunday, September 18th at 12 p.m. And now here's KO.
Thank you, sir. It is indeed time to find out what's going on at Team Ford of Navasota. All the 2015 models must go. Ford is offering 0% financing on most models. First-time buyers, they've got several cars lined up for you, including a 2016 Ford Mustang. Only 12,000 miles, you can get it for $19,988. And to find out more, all you have to do is go to myteamford.com. Just a short drive down to Navasota. Meet up with the gang, and they will hook you up. And that is the deal of the day. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you have land to take care of, you need a tractor supply company that can take care of you. Wegward Inc. in Calvert offers a small-town attention you miss with larger dealers. You'll appreciate the no-hassle pricing and personal experience. At Wegward Inc., they keep their overhead low and you get the savings, which means an honest upfront deal on tractors from Massey Ferguson and Coyote and hay equipment from the Heston Hay Line. They back up the products they sell with knowledgeable service. Go see Lance or Joe at Wegward Inc. on Highway 6 in Calvert or visit WegwardInc.com.
The 10th Annual Fall Bridal Show and Benefit is Sunday, September 18th at the Brazos County Expo Complex. Visit with local wedding professionals offering everything you'll need to plan your perfect day. Tickets are $15 at the door or $10 in advance online at babv.org. Proceeds benefit Pink Alliance, so log on now to babv.org. And don't forget your fiancé. Grooms are also eligible to win the $1,500 indoor prizes. See you Sunday, September 18th at the 10th Annual Fall Bridal Show and Benefit. Don't forget babv.org.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, the Infomaniacs, a couple of minutes till. You know, the overall record between Texas and Houston is 83-49. The Rangers have won. 83-49.
Yeah.
That's crazy. They've been playing since 2001, and the Rangers have won the series 12 times in 15 years.
Yeah.
15 years. So.
Well,
yeah.
You know, and they improved to 15-3 just this year against Houston. So
there you are.
As a Houston boy, that makes me sad.
Lady Gaga may be the halftime entertainment for Super Bowl.
Whoa!
Billboard says that she's in talks right now with the NFL and Pepsi. They sponsored the halftime show. Adele, of course, was the first choice, and she said, "Nah."
Nah.
I don't
She's got bigger and better things to do.
Yes,
she's too
she
famous
well,
for that.
Well, she is.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. And the Red Hot Chili Peppers will perform as the new L.A. Rams take on Seattle and Los Angeles. This is the first time pro football has been played in Los Angeles in 22 years. So.
Wow.
There
cool.
You go. So, all right. So now, should we do this? England's new currency is plastic.
What?
Not talking credit cards. We're talking plastic. Brand new 5-pound note introduced, made entirely of plastic, no cloth or paper. Bank of England officials insisted stronger, cleaner, safer than paper money. Can also survive a trip through the washing machine.
Well, yeah, that's true. Yeah,
sure.
Millions of new notes will be phased in this year. A new 10-pound and 20-pound plastic notes will be introduced over the next few years. However, I've heard that, you know, under the wrong circumstances with really high temperatures, it can crinkle up too.
Oh.
And heavy?
Yep.
And environmentally friendly, question mark?
Well, hopefully you never get rid of it, you know? I mean,
sharp corners on the edges? I mean, I don't know. And then how do you put that into a bill reading machine? Will the machine take that? I'm just saying, and I'm not saying it's a good idea or a bad idea. I'm just saying it's a different idea, and other countries have done it too.
I wonder how much Brexit has.